So a little emotion this week. A lot going on with Bolin and the Packers. How do you guys kind of keep that emotional energy in check?
It's basically trying to treat it like another game, but it's tough because of, his coach. I mean, Mr. Bolin is going through, and he's been around here so long, and it'll be big to get this win for him. So it's basically trying to go out and do our job, and try to get it for him.
But knowing that the reality is there's a little extra.
Especially of course for him and it's Green Bay as well.
With it being Green Bay, a lot of fans obviously excited about two undefeated teams going head-to-head. As much as you guys try to call it just another game, it feels a little bit different, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a little, yeah. It's kind of try to see where we at as a whole team. Of course, our defense has been playing great. Offense haven't been playing so well. Another team that sits and know, both of us and, see how well we play against them and to see where we at right now.
As great as your defense has been, when you got a team that has Aaron Rodgers, they're going to be able to put points up. Do you put more upon yourself to, hey, guys, we got to get it together this week?
Yeah, I think so. We had an off week, and now we done looked at some stuff we can do better, and hopefully go out and, try to put up more points.
TT, I know they got a bye, but you got a bye too. How big was this for you?
It was real big, get some of the guys back from, being banged up a little. Some guys reevaluate themselves like me. I haven't been playing my best, but, I think I have a better second half, so it was real big.
Did you use this time to get your mind right? I mean, what do you do?
I can say I used that to get my mind right. I think my mind was already right. It's just, I don't know if I was thinking too much or what, but it kind of helped.
What did they last year when you had couple drops early, didn't they give you the blue football?
It was a green football. I ain't had no fumble last year, so it probably was from dropping passes.
So what are they doing this year? I haven't seen the color.
I just been coming in a little earlier, catching more balls and staying after some, catching more. It's a little different now.
You are so hard on yourself. And how do you let go a start through six games that you aren't quite satisfied with?
It's always in my head, but now as the bye week is gone, them games are behind us. We're 6-0. It's basically I'm always on myself because I want to be the best at what I do. So now that it's over with, I can try to come out this week and go on from this week and on, just not trying to drop any.
Dirk Nowitzki put it out on Twitter. I'm doing an informal poll. Who you got in a 40?
I got Peyton. I done saw Dirk on the court. We ain't going to run no 40 yard. We'll let him run a 60 yard. I think Peyton to get him in the 60.
So it takes a little 60. Time to get up to speed?
I think it takes both. I think it takes both.
You talk about the offensive struggles, but you guys keep coming up big in crunch time. In the fourth quarter and overtime, you guys put it together for the one drive to either tie it or seal the win or get the win. What is it about crunch time, with Peyton and you guys, where you get it together and really make it all work when it counts?
I know we always, most of the time, we're in them situations, we always on the ball. It's something we kind of used to as a team. We got a lot of new guys on the offensive line, but we always on the ball and going fast. I think that kind of helped us a little. And we know, we need to do something because throughout the whole game, we haven't really did much to help our defense out. So it's crunch time, you go out and, you just try to make a play.
Demaryius, 2 weeks ago, the Packers gave up 500 yards passing against the Chargers. Is there something in that game tape that you guys see that leads you to believe that you guys will be able to throw the ball with success as well?
I think so. It's certain things. Of course, our offense is totally different, he threw the ball 65 times. I don't think we're going to throw it that many. We're going to run some, but there's some stuff in there we can take from that game and hopefully help us out this week.
Is Peyton any different guy, whether he's thrown 4 touchdown passes in the game or he's thrown 2 interceptions in the game? And is he any different guy in the huddle at the end of the game than he is at the beginning of the game? Is he any different at crunch time?
I don't see no difference. I think it's all the same. He might say something in the huddle to get the guys riled up to, go out and make a play or, give him time to throw the balls. But I don't really see no difference. It's the same guy, I think if he have a good play, bad play, he put the next play behind him. He put that play behind him and go into the next.
In terms of your start, did you reach out to anyone or ask for anyone for advice or anything? Or did you kind of totally get away from everything during the bye week?
I talked to Shannon a little. It was probably the main one. Of course, I talked to my mom. My mom talked my head off, but it's anybody that plays is probably Shannon.
Do
DT, when is your mom going to be able to come see you play? When is the first game she's going to be able to come see you?
Hopefully, November 15th.
You looking forward to that? Will that be a huge moment for you?
A great moment. You seen that with somebody play? Live. Yeah.
Is that in the back of your mind right now, though?
No.
When you ask Shannon for advice, do you get to talk at all?
Not most of the time. No. Most of the time, he's bashing me, telling me I'm, fat, I can do better.
How about Rod?
Rod helped me. He talked. We talked. Now, Rod a little different. He ain't like Shannon. Shannon still think he can play. Still think he looked better than everybody.
What was his message?
When
he wasn't joking with you?
I feel like he's always joking, but he just told me play more aggressive. I don't know. He said a lot of crazy stuff.
Hey, Demaryius, what does Mr. Bowling mean to you? What does he mean for you?
I mean a lot. He took a chance on me. He's the reason why I'm here right now. I can't say I talk to him much, but when I'm always around him, he's always a nice guy. He always, speaking, shaking my hand. So he's just mean a lot. And what he's going through, I had some family members go through it. So I know it's bad on him right now and bad on his family. So it means a lot.
Part of the motion of the game, you got the Super Bowl team, Pat Bowling, this game 6-0, different kind of game for you?
I think so. I can't really say much. Mainly thing I can really go out and do is, do my job. Hopefully everybody else do theirs because, without him, a lot of us guys wouldn't be here.
Thanks.